How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
Welcome, everybody, to Locked On Lakers. I am Anthony Irwin. I am back from vacation. I am back from Cancun, and I sound like I'm back from Cancun. I look like it, too. I'm insanely tan, and, you know, you got the sunglass tan going on, but you can't see that because it's an audio format. Harrison held down the fort for me while I was out. Thanks for handling that, Harrison. How'd you enjoy the hosting situation for a show?
You know, I don't want to say that you make it look easy because your lead-ins are, you know, always you always forget something or you promise that we're going to put it on some service that you have no idea how to do it. But so it's not that you make it look easy, but I guess I appreciate you doing our lead-ins more after having to do it myself and host the show and worry about all of that stuff.
Yeah, that's I appreciate the, I think, kind words. I think I'll take them as kind words.
It was like a backhanded compliment.
As always,
it was like, you're not good at it either, but I'm glad I don't have to do it anymore.
So you can find this mediocre show on Audioboom, iTunes, SoScreen and Roll, Stitcher, and TuneIn. You can rate and review us if you like. We prefer the good ones, but we laugh at the bad ones. And we just, again, the support that we get, and we have some cool things coming down the pipe. The support that we get is just tremendous. And I was out there, and I actually missed you guys. I actually missed talking about the Lakers to people, aside from, you know, like the Mexican bartenders out there who had no idea what I was talking about. Those poor guys just got one-on-one individual shows and they were like, who's D'Angelo Russell? So that's what
you're saying the Lakers young core are not big in Mexico yet.
Haven't
quite caught on.
No, this actually happened and I can't lie. And I promise. So what we're going to talk about today is going to be Russell Westbrook. That was the biggest development while I was out. So we're going to talk about what that means and what, you know, what can and cannot be read into from the Lakers side of this, because the Lakers are always going to be tied to Westbrook and vice versa. But right after the story, we'll get to that. I'm there talking and this guy asks me, I'm sitting there at the bar waiting for a drink, and this guy asks me, what do you do? And I go, well, you know, I'm a sports writer, blogger, and I have a podcast. And go, oh, what about? And I go, about the Lakers. He goes, oh, Kobe Bryant. And I go, no, he retired. He goes, oh, who plays for the Lakers now? And I started saying, well, you know, their most popular guy, I think, right now is D'Angelo Russell. And he takes out his phone and he goes, oh, I'm going to record you. So I'm like, yeah, that guy. That's the quote-unquote most popular Laker right now.
Now, did you throw his phone in the ocean?
I did, with the wrong hand, so it made it about halfway there. He wasn't thrilled.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can't say I would be either. Like, if somebody threw my phone's been on the fritz lately, but if somebody threw it if they tried to throw it in the water and just missed and hit the sand, like, I think I'd still be just as irritated.
Yeah, like, people had, like, matrix around it. It was a whole to do, but so that's, yeah. that was the highlight of
pour
my
one
vacation.
Out for Ben Simmons phone.
All right, so with all that behind us, let's go ahead and jump into the podcast here. Russell Westbrook signs a deal to stay in Oklahoma City. Harrison, go ahead and give us the details of this because it's very relevant to the conversation that we're going to have today and then moving forward, because this story isn't going anywhere.
So basically, Westbrook did the kind of rarely seen renegotiate and extend, which doesn't happen a lot because it hasn't happened a lot in the past because the cap was so tiny or it wasn't tiny, but it was tiny compared to now. And so teams, a lot of the time, the teams that wanted to extend their players like this, that qualified, and it's like kind of rare that you, like, players, there's like a certain amount of experience they have to have for them to even qualify for this. And so basically, Oklahoma City had leftover cap room, and rather than use it on Deion Waiters or some other player, they used it to renegotiate Westbrook's contract this year. So he gets about an $8 million raise, $8 or $9 million raise this year. And instead of having a player option for next year, he now has a player option for the year after that. So that is, so now instead of being a free agent in the summer of 2017, which is what it looked like was going to happen, it looks like he's going to be a free agent in the summer of 2018, which under the current CBA would put him right at that 10-year max, which means that he can make even more on his next contract. Mm-hmm. We don't know what the next CBA is going to look like, if that's going to change the amount of years that you need for that super max, or the, you know, whatever those types of factors may be. But right now, it basically looks like this was pretty much a win for Westbrook. He's going to get a lot. He's going to get significantly more money this year. And he gets to delay his free agency a year while still having a guaranteed year just in case he gets injured, you know, following that year. But he gets basically another year, and he'll get paid even more when he's a free agent if the CBA looks similar to the current one.
All right. So that CBA talk is always a great way to start off a conversation and keep people around. But yeah.
Yeah, I really hope that I did not just bore every single listener to tears. So I'm sorry about that. But Anthony makes me read the boring stuff because he doesn't know how to read.
Exactly. That's been my excuse this whole time. The notes that I scribbled down before here are literally just Sanskrit. We have no idea what's going on there. But
yeah.
So the most pertinent information is that we get to do this all throughout the next couple of years now. And this meaning, all right, well, when is he going to be a free agent now? What are the Thunder going to do with this current core? How are you going to handle this? You know, whatever. And again, pardon the way I sound. Humidity is not my friend. That is, I could not live in Cancun. But the pertinent information is that we're going to continue to hear about this. But something that I found interesting, and I wasn't on the internet very much while I was out there. I was on vacation. I was under strict orders from the wife that I was not allowed to check the internet. But every time I was on there, I got some kind of snide, snarky remark of, look at this. This is another superstar who, you know, is passing up on the opportunity to become a Laker even before he's even a free agent. And it's such an oversimplification of everything going on between with everybody involved, right? Like you're completely ignoring the fact that Russell Westbrook is now a me against the world kind of icon in Oklahoma City because Kevin Durant goes up to Golden State and he gets to just carry the city. Not many guys get to be a completely unchallenged Uber star in a city. And Russell Westbrook wants to enjoy that at least for a season. And I can't blame him.
And like, hey, that's cool and everything, but even all that aside, he's getting a lot more money by doing this.
Yeah,
it looks like. So even if he didn't care about all of that, even if he wants to leave Oklahoma City, this benefited him because he'll get paid a lot more wherever his next team is, whether it's Oklahoma City or whoever it is. He's going to get a significant raise by ending up and hitting free agency and delaying his long-term deal until year 10. That's exactly why Kevin Durant did the 1-1 with Golden State this offseason, and that's why LeBron continues to do 1-1s, is to continue to build up how much they can make on their next contract.
And it's just leverage, right? Russell Westbrook keeps pressure on Oklahoma City, who are anything if not frugal. You know, their owners are not really known for spending when they don't absolutely have to. Russell Westbrook keeps pressure on Oklahoma City's owners to maintain.
Well,
no, level
Anthony,
of
hold on. I don't know, Anthony, just stop for it. I don't know if that's fair. Like, it's not like they lost James Harden. Oh, wait. Yeah, they did lose James Harden. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, You know, it's not like they didn't amnesty Kendrick Perkins just to, like, not pay the luxury tax just for one year to keep...
They didn't do that either. They never wound up. Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, yeah. And I believe they traded Serge Ibaka this year because they can't pay him down the line as well.
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not a good track record. They don't have the greatest track record. So props to Russell to saying to those guys, hey, if you guys want to keep me, you're going to have to not only spend more to keep me down the line, but you're going to have to continue supplying me the type of talent that I want to challenge Kevin Durant up there in Golden State with. That's important.
Yeah. I mean, this really keeps, and also for him, he doesn't have to make his decision now next year. He gets to see how things play out this year and kind of into next summer. And then, you know, while they're all under less pressure and they've had more time to kind of think about things and whether or not they want to be a long-term fit together, then next summer he can kind of decide with them, like, hey, you know, trade me, or hey, I want to stay here long-term, but I'm going to go into free agency next offseason, and then, like, I'll re-sign with you guys on, like, a five-year max or whatever. But either way, he gets more time to make that decision rather than pretty much having to make it, like, right now because of kind of Oklahoma City's proclivity for trading players so that they don't lose them for nothing in free agency.
Right. So all that, you know, with all that said, from the Lakers side as well, on a scale of one to just a personal affront of the highest order, where would you rate Russell Westbrook not taking a meeting with the Lakers this time and following in Kevin Durant's footsteps and doing that, you know, because this is just so disrespectful. I can't believe the Lakers weren't allowed to meet with this guy. There should be a rule in the CBA to specifically allow the Lakers to meet with Russell Westbrook or any free agent before they're even free agents when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean... Clear sarcasm for anyone that didn't pick up on that.
Yeah. Again, I saw that and I was going to respond, but I was getting fined. I was honestly getting fined per times I was looking at my phone. And when I saw that Russell Westbrook signed, I couldn't help. So I happily paid that fine. And I was almost about to risk another one when I started seeing that topic pop up on the timeline. It's completely short-sighted. I don't see how it continues to be an actual thing, you know.
Well, it's willfully ignoring all of the factors that we just listed, and not to mention the fact that, you know, I didn't see people talking about how it was devastating to the Boston Celtics or how it was devastating to, you know, whatever X team Russell Westbrook may want to join next summer. It's usually and always kind of just the Lakers.
You know what's crazy is I think I still saw Doc Rivers said he came the Clippers were in the top three of still.
Yeah, we were one of the top. They're also undefeated with Kendrick Perkins in the starting lineup. Just so you know.
So all right, so that's enough of that. You know, and you know, it was a topic that I debated bringing up anyway because it feels kind of inferiority complex-ish to continue to bring that up, but just try to sound a little more educated when you bring that up. Just try just a little bit, guys. Let's try a little harder on social media. Now, you brought up an interesting point before we went on the air, though, and how this is kind of a best of both worlds situation for everybody involved, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, we already went over why this is better for Westbrook, mm-hmm. and it's also kind of better for the Lakers because their young core is, they're so young, mm-hmm. Just to kind of recycle that word, but they're so young and unproven and just green that rather than the Lakers having to try and sell Westbrook on those players next summer, or try and sell other teams on those players, you know, this year or whatever, in order to trade for a guy that Westbrook wants to play with, they basically have 2 years now for those guys to show real progress and real growth before they have to kind of use them as either a recruiting pitch or a trade chip. And so with that being said, I don't know if Russell Westbrook's days as a hashtag future Laker are, I don't know if they're coming to an end with this. I think that they're being delayed, but I don't know that that whole narrative is completely dead yet.
Right. Yeah. So for the Thunder, they get a year to see how their core fits together before they eventually trade another piece because they can't afford, or they claim they can't afford to keep one of them. And I think the more interesting and important for Lakers fans, as this is a Lakers podcast, is we get to see, all right, we get to at least watch Brandon Ingram's rookie year. We get to see D'Angelo Russell as a sophomore, where he is a little bit more developed physically, and he matures a little bit more off the court with his teammates, and we see how that works before we throw somebody like Russell Westbrook into the mix. And when you add somebody like Russell Westbrook, you have to tailor everything you're doing for that. And I don't know if the Lakers were quite ready to hand over the reins like that to him, you know, with everything that is going on and all the moving pieces that have been brought in this off season. And that's going to sound idiotic because you say you do what you have to for Russell Westbrook, but I'm sure the Lakers right now aren't sitting there crying themselves to sleep as they say, all right, cool, we get exponentially less pressure for these kids to develop this season, and we don't have to go the entire year of when are you going to trade for Russell Westbrook, when are you going to trade for Russell Westbrook, and that cloud has now been lifted at least to a certain extent off of a young, incredibly impressionable team.
Yeah, and again, it also, like, it saves them, like, you know, for all those reasons that I just listed. It allows them to make a more appealing pitch in 2 years, because I don't know that this summer, or even this year, if they had traded for him and they're trying to kind of recruit him while he's in-house, I don't know that they're the most appealing destination for him right as of this moment, just because of how young their core is and how, I don't think even with Westbrook, I don't think that this was a playoff team.
Yep. No.
Not in the West.
No, not even.
And so I don't know why he stayed.
No.
Unless he just wants the most money possible, or he just wants to be in LA, or both. I don't see why he stays.
No.
If they trade for him this year.
Exactly.
And that was the dumbest thing about it, was when kind of people were arguing for, you know, you trade for him and you figure it out later. And it's like, okay, maybe if they just want like one of the young guys, then maybe you think about that. But if you're trading D'Angelo Russell and Brandon Ingram and maybe something else, then I don't know how that's not just moronic if you're doing it this year, because the team that you're bringing him into is not going to be good. So unless you have intel that suggests that he wants the max no matter what, which, you know, maybe you do, but if you don't, then why does he want to stay?
Well, then, I mean, imagine, and this is going to be highly speculative, and I say that with the important caveat to separate myself as, you know, from a journalist, but imagine the first time the bickering starts occurring between Jim and Jeannie Buss, right? Or the first time we start getting these rumors of, wait, they got Russell Westbrook and they're still behind on the timeline, right? And from that organizational standpoint, if I'm Russell Westbrook, I'm saying, geez, I have to lift this. I have to make this entire organization work single-handedly with less talent than I had in Oklahoma City and vastly more pressure than I had in Oklahoma City. Find me a better winner. You know, I'd tell my agent, find me a better winner. Find me a better situation.
Well, and then you bring up the whole timeline, and so he has that hanging over his head all year, and then right when he's trying to make his decision next summer, they're sitting there, and he's wondering who his boss is going to be by the end of the summer. Unless they figure out the thing with Jim Buss right away, then, like, he doesn't know what's going on there. What if the organization's what if they're still trying to figure out exactly what's going to happen with Jim Buss as they're going into free agency next year? You would hope that they had things figured out a little bit better than that. But if they don't, and that's still like kind of a thing that's hanging over the franchise, why is he wanting to re-sign there when he has no idea what he's re-signing for?
Exactly. All right. So the last bit on this, and we didn't want to spend too long of a podcast devoted to somebody who isn't a Laker and probably won't be a Laker for at least another year. But the last bit on this is how I want to reinforce that this story isn't going to go anywhere because of the names involved. Now, this doesn't bring any extra credence to the story, and it doesn't make it any more serious of a story, but Russell Westbrook did grow up in Los Angeles. The Lakers are dying for a star, and unless D'Angelo Russell or one of their other young kids decides that or makes that leap and becomes a superstar, they're going to be dying for a superstar again next year. So, yep. So you're going to have interest on the surface level from basically everybody involved, and that's not going anywhere. So of because of those factors, this story, it will remain a story for the next, I don't know, eternity.
And then when he re-signs in Oklahoma City on a 5-year max in 2 years, then we can talk about how the Lakers lost out on him twice in 2 years.
And never got a meeting.
Yeah, never got a meeting.
Never got a meeting. So
disrespectful, in my opinion.
So that'll do it for this show, this Locked On Lakers episode. This was the biggest development while I was out, and I am back.
Well,
actually,
there was today, Marcelo Huertas did have 11 points and 7 assists for Brazil in their win over Spain. So I don't know. I feel like we're kind of burying the lead here.
Kind of. I'm Googling, how do you say catalyst in Brazilian?
I don't think that's a language, Anthony. In
Portuguese.
There you go.
He is.
No, but he had D'Angelo Russell pumped up. Did you see that video?
What's that?
Did you see that video? He had D'Angelo Russell all pumped up. D'Angelo Russell was like chanting, "Salo, salo, salo," and then like he yelled. I don't think it was Spanish. I think it was vaguely Latin sounding. I think he just like he tried to yell calls that he had heard on Spanish broadcasters yell in soccer, and just like made up his own words. But yeah, that was kind of fun. So we got the Lakers' two sophomore point guards are excited for each other's success.
If you guys are interested as to how I sounded in Mexico, just listen to those vaguely Spanish words that D'Angelo Russell was shouting into Snapchat. All right. So
that was Twitter. I don't think he's back on Snapchat just yet.
Ooh, good point. Good point. Solid point.
Yeah.
His advisors are doing their job. So we will talk to everybody again on Friday. This is going to run on a Wednesday. And as you know, this is going to be the schedule for most of August, where we have shows Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So until Friday, everybody have a great, enjoy your lack of humidity if you're out here in Southern California. I know I am.
All right. Thanks, Anthony.